This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jamie's here. She is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. She's a big Dodger fan. I mean, the Twins are out there, but I think it was a couple weeks ago, Josh, where she said, on this show, the Twins are dead to me. I've buried all my Twins pennants, uniforms. Go Dodger Blue. Do I have that right?
Yep, absolutely. 100% correct. Couldn't be more more accurate. Great journalism there. Fact-checking at its finest.
Fake news. Will you be trying to get over to Dodger Stadium, either of these games out where the Twins are out there?
So I'm sad to say my work colleagues actually went. We did a big group thing this past weekend, and I saw the Brewers beat the Dodgers. The Brew Crew, I guess, as they say. But I will not be making it this week.
See? Josh, another example how she's abandoned Minnesota.
Dead to us.
I mean, honestly, made it for the Brewers, not Minnesota. It hurts. Okay, I was talking about this story before.
Actually, I'd like to point out that I was begging you and Jason Derosa to help me get Twins tickets when I'm in town with friends from Boston who actually want to see the Twins stadium and would root for our team, but no one's coming through for me.
Well, the final text was, I believe, Jason saying he was going to check on the suite. That's how I read that text. I think if we go back to the text,
on your show every single week, and Jason's the one that's going to help me out. I think I'm doing the wrong show.
Yeah, well, I mean, talk to Jason, right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
I mean, you'll come back. I mean, crawling. I mean, we know that. Okay, I will. I still have that text chain. So I talked about this before. Mehdi Hasan is a well-known liberal progressive commentator. And recently, Jamie, he had on 20 individuals who he dubbed far-right conservatives. Among the individuals was a person who identified himself as Connor. And among the things he said, if Trump was anti-constitution, good. Autocracy's good. He quoted a Nazi political theorist, praised him, praised the Spanish dictator, wouldn't really specifically condemn the Jews and the murder of 6 million, the Nazis killing 6 million Jews. Then he's saying now that his work has fired him on a site called GiveSendGo. He's reaching out for financial help, and Josh just looked it up. He's raised $28,000. $28,000. Where is the balance for Jamie Ukas? Cancel culture versus a business saying, guess what? We also were brought into this. We're allowed to make judgments on character and productivity. And we've decided enough is enough because we don't align ourselves with any of your views.
Sorry, I'm not following exactly. So what? Who is this person? Give me the name.
So he's just a person who identified himself as Connor. Mehdi Hasan is a well-known liberal commentator. He wanted to have a debate with 20 who he dubbed far-right conservatives. This individual then said, fascist, if Trump is anti-constitution, good. He quoted a Nazi theorist. He praised a dictator and wouldn't really specifically condemn the Nazis killing Jews. So he's now saying that his job fired him. So he's now trying to raise money. And this give, okay. Send, go, he's had $28,000 given to him. So for me, a lot of this comes down to, Jamie, where if someone agrees with somebody's views and they get fired, people go, well, that's cancel culture. Then when they don't agree with them, you're like, hey, business has every right to do it. My feeling was, look, I find his words disgusting. Let me be clear. I find his words disgusting. If I thought he was a very good employee, it would also depend on the personal relationship and the professional relationship I have with him. And I would see if the story is going to die down quickly. You know, part of the reason why the astronomer CEO and the other lady were in trouble is it became so visible. It became so tied to the company. I don't know if I would have automatically fired the person in this case, even though I find the words just disgusting.
Well, I think that's what the reason I'm confusing things too. And the astronomer thing, we could get into a whole discussion about how like awful the internet is as well as how awful these people are. But, you know, I think it's one of those things that look, companies are allowed to get rid of employees for a number of various reasons.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But employees also have a number of protections depending on what state you work in and where you work and how that. So, you know, again, like you said, I think personally, I think what he's saying is awful, but I don't know. Like, does the company have the right to terminate him just for a thought process, ideology? I don't know anymore. I think we've gotten so, like, the pendulum has swung so far where, you know, like, people were being scolded for how they were speaking about certain things that they had spoken about for years and years and years and didn't really fully understand just, like, 5 years ago after the murder of George Floyd. I think there's a lot of white people confused about some of the terminology and things, and you either educated yourself on it to gather understanding or you didn't.
Can I give you another example? There was a lot of pushback on COVID too, right? There were a lot of things that that I believed in scientifically and people pushed back on, and I might have pushed back on them, where in hindsight, maybe I was too strong on some points. Not all, because some people thought everything was right. No. But some of the folks were making some points where some of us in the consensus might have been condemning them too strongly.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can look back at, like, I now, you know, I understand why parents didn't want their kids out of school for as long as they were, you know, and I see the repercussions of some of that now. Like, I just, but sometimes you just don't know what you don't know, you know, like, mm-hmm. and that, but we've become this society of like everything in life is black or white. And that's not how we're supposed to be living. Like, the world is very gray.
Yeah, it is incredibly gray. And more often than not, I want to say, let's not worry about the slippery slope. Let's take these cases case by case. But then you nailed it in your first answer. There are laws. There are states with certain legal ramifications that maybe California has this and Texas has this. I mean, another point I want to say is I think there's some people in our country and really abroad who feel like once I leave work, I can say anything and everything.
Yeah,
it's not,
well,
that's not true. That's just been folly for a long time.
Well, I think it's even more so now with the internet, which is what I was going back to with my point with Astronomer.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, if that hadn't circulated the internet within like a couple of hours to millions of people across the world, like if it had just been one of those things that maybe like 5 or 10 years ago, like it was funny in Boston because that's where it happened and like they got scolded by their, you know, by the company, or they did have their, you know, employment looked at because of what happened. But it used to be like you shamed people publicly, you know, in your small community, like you shunned them at church, or you didn't talk mm-hmm. to the grocery store, or you talked behind their back, or you gossiped. Now it's like instantaneously
it
your
is.
Transgression is on the internet for everyone to see
forever,
in like 20 seconds.
Yeah.
And forever and forever and ever and ever and ever. And as I said yesterday on our show, these two people, first of all, I think with cheating, I think it, like, if you're going to cheat, just be honest with your partner. Like, I'm not happy. I'm looking at, you know, other people as a potential better people. Like, we either need to fix this if we want to, or I want to go be with somebody else. Like, just be honest about it.
That's a better way,
Don't
for sure.
Don't go behind other people's backs. And then, you know, these people have kids, and how does this look to the kids? And I do feel sorry for their families because, oh, my goodness. But if you dive into, like, psychology, 80% of men cheat because they say they're not being physically fulfilled. 80% of women cheat because they say they're not being emotionally fulfilled. Now, could we just like maybe tap into like the reasons behind that and work things out with our partner versus going and having an affair for everybody to see all across the world? Probably.
Yeah. Well, I said this, and Jason's walking out. I said this yesterday to him. If this does happen 10 years ago, and I'm not saying we didn't have social media, I'm not saying we had didn't have a gossip element, but the power of the social media part is just different. Jason, just chime in a little bit. Like, now here's a text. Okay. If someone cheats on their wife, husband, then it's easy for them to cheat in other things. Can never be trusted if you step out on your spouse. Jason, you go first. If someone, and by the way, there are millions and millions of people who are cheating on their partner right now. I'm not saying it's okay, but that is happening. To you, Jason, does that mean that they are very comfortable in their cheating in other aspects of life?
No, I mean, I think most people are comfortable in cheating in many aspects of life. I don't know. I think we get a real thrill out of judging other people because it makes us feel good about ourselves. And we can also be honest about like what a lot of the reaction to all of this was. It was fun. It's fun to dunk on people you don't know. They're
especially
just
like I said, just the powerful.
It was fun.
What do you want to say, Jamie, about this text?
I don't know that it's wait, what was the text? I forgot. I'm like having major brain fog today.
Are you with us? Are you? If someone,
I just like to say I'm in perimenopause. Brain fog is a very real thing. So thanks so much for attacking women.
Yeah, you should be ashamed of
that's
yourself.
That's what I did.
Chad.
I think I said all
How about a
women.
Little empathy for perimenopause.
Yeah, when I go to the perimenopause empathy card, you know what I think of first? Jason.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it's really who everybody thinks of. The texter's basic point is we got to go in like 90 seconds. If someone cheats on their spouse, I don't trust them.
Yeah.
They're going to cheat in all aspects of life.
I'm with Jason. I don't think that's... I think people can make justifications for cheating on a partner because we become victims, right? Like, or we become the...
Yes.
Like, well, this person did this to me. That person did... And so it's okay for me to cheat because they were terrible versus, like, other things where, you know... Or if you cheat on your taxes, like,
That's fine. That's fine. You can do that.
It's encouraged.
Yeah. It's encouraged. We call it creative accounting in my house. We don't call it cheating.
And right now I'm getting a phone call, like repeatedly on my cell phone, from some folks who really want to help me with tax resolution.
Oh.
Yeah. Very legit.
You should take them up on it.
Yeah.
You should take them up on it.
I just gave him my credit card today. And
smart.
Said, you know, do whatever you have to do. Seemed like the right thing to do. All right, we gotta go.
Bye.
See ya. Jamie with us. We'll lean into Jason's show in moments on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.